It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Bill Hemmer. This is Hemmer Time. And this is the end of the year. Dana Perino.
Yes. Year in review.
So I thought you and I should have a conversation together.
Yeah, we started the year doing this podcast. Do you remember?
Yes. Refresh my brain,
please. The week that we started Newsroom together, starting January 18th of last year, a podcast right here to preview the year.
Yeah.
What a year.
What did we talk? I mean, you've got the mind. By the way, Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, America's Newsroom, 9 to 11 Eastern Time, tell a million people we take all viewers. You always say, Hemmer, I never forget a thing. You always say, my memory is the best.
I don't
disagree, but do you remember what we talked about?
Well, that was when we were just talking about how we had never had a chance to work together. And we were talking about, I was asking tips for how to get up early. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how we get ready.
Yeah.
And for all the things that we love about the news and where we grew up. It was just like a quick get to know you.
That's good. So how has the last year been?
I would say this. I have never been happier at my time at Fox, and I've always been happy here. But the happiest I've ever been at Fox has been this year. Even though my schedule is very strange, because there's the morning, 9 to 11 a.m., never miss it. And then I come back from 5 to 6. So the day is a little strange, but I for the most part, have figured out how to manage that. So that aside, I love doing the news, gathering the news, analyzing the news with you. I love it that we laugh for 2 hours, except for when things are very serious. Yes. Then we're very serious.
What do you think of the 5-minute commercial breaks that we have every day?
That's my favorite part of the day.
Which leaves you and me to sit on that set waiting for what comes next.
So I've heard about people who worked a co-anchor position before where they didn't speak in the commercial breaks.
At all.
Yeah, like they're doing their phone.
Mad at each other.
Or just like quiet, uncomfortable silence. And I have to say the commercial breaks on Newsroom and on The Five, that's my most fun part of the day by far.
So on The Five, because you and I are doing the talking in the morning. Who does the talking on The Five?
In the commercial breaks?
Yes.
Well, everybody can on occasion. Greg probably talks the most because he just talks out loud about things. Like around 5:40 every day, he starts saying, "What am I gonna eat tonight?" I know the whole song. And then we're like, well, it's Monday, so you're probably having ribs. He's like, oh yeah, right, ribs or chicken. He gets his chicken down there. There's sometimes it's just hilarity about, did you hear this joke or did you see this show? We rarely rehash whatever we just talked about.
You just move on.
We move on.
Can you remember a time when no one said anything? Was there an uncomfortable moment where everybody said, let's get...
I mean, there have been times when the tension was quite high, especially in, I would say, 2016, that election year. That was one of those times. But also, the pandemic screwed up the commercial breaks, right? Because when we had to all work from home, the commercial breaks, then you were just silent.
Yeah.
Broke the rhythm.
I think it was a brutal time. I call it COVID cable.
Yeah.
And everything was on a 1.5 second, 2 second delay. But I thought it was interesting how the audience adjusted to that. And they seemed to think, that's okay.
Keep doing the show.
Right, it's just the way it is.
But it's much better being back in person for sure.
So we have this thing in between commercial. Can I share this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We just have a thing where we share information.
During COVID especially, people are still working from home.
Yeah.
So I'm never sure down the line, let's say, who can hear us.
Right.
Which means the smart players write things down.
Yes.
And that's what we do.
Yeah, that we do. We do. We keep it interesting.
But if they ever went through the garbage can.
Oh, well, now you've just revealed it. Yeah. So wait, what do you think? So I'm really excited because you're going to be on The Five's New Year's Eve show. And we haven't taped that yet. Sorry, folks. It's taped, not live. But yes, yeah, it's taped.
What time does that air on? Is that like a 9 o'clock thing?
I think it's at 5 p.m.
Oh, 5
New Year's
p.m.
Eve.
Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe again at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Gotcha.
Something like that. So, question for you. If you had to name your top five stories of the year, or top three,
wow,
do you know what they are?
I know definitely the Kabul chaos C-17 on that Monday morning is number one. I think even by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess January 6th would be in that category because it was in the calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the third story for me would be the ongoing COVID coronavirus.
So for the five, you can only pick one story.
Yeah.
So obviously Afghanistan, I think for us, is the biggest story. Mm-hmm. And I said, perhaps it'll probably be the biggest story of the decade. Maybe we hope, hopefully nothing worse. Right. But that was a moment when I thought America's newsroom really gelled, rose to the occasion as a team, with our producers, our guests, mm-hmm, our knowledge, our ability to come every day with fresh eyes on it. And that was so moving. It was really an honor to be there to covering that story with you. So I decided to do something that would be a huge story of 2021 that we might not realize the impact of it for many years to come.
Okay.
And that was the private space travel that took place with, what's it called? Blue Origin?
Yeah, Blue Origin.
Blue Origin, and then what's the other one? It's the Tesla.
Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I just think of them as Musk and Bezos.
Richard Branson,
right?
All three of them in 1 year now.
So if you think about that technological progress in 1 year and what that opens up in terms of jobs and investment,
yeah,
and the technology of defense, right, and weaponry,
mm-hmm,
and the ability for possibly seeing private space travel, maybe going to Mars. I think that those stories, they were big. We covered them live. Mm-hmm. But the impact of what happened on those journeys, even though they were only 11 minutes,
yeah,
will be really big in the future.
It's a great point. It is the equivalent of the Wright brothers,
mm-hmm,
at Kitty Hawk.
I think so.
I mean, it's the beginning. Why don't we pause right there? More Hemmer time after this.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you learn about me that you didn't know this past year?
Oh my gosh.
Because I learned so much about you.
I know. I loved learning more about your family.
Uh-huh.
And you have four siblings, not five, as it says in the All-American Christmas book. I love learning about Georgianne.
My mom.
And Bill Sr.
Yes.
Also, all your nieces and nephews.
Oh, by the way, he's not a senior.
He's not?
He absolutely refuses. There are no seniors and juniors in the family.
Okay.
I know you didn't know that.
There's just Bills?
There's just a lot of freaking Bills.
And more recently, I learned about your grandfather,
George
Niddle.
Niddle. K was silent.
K is silent.
Good.
Yes, yeah. I'll never forget that. I think it's remarkable, and when people ask me what's it like working with you, I think it's remarkable how you are the most even-tempered and cheerful mood person I've ever known.
Wow.
It's even if you internally are having a bad day, like nobody knows it.
Huh.
Because you are the lift every morning for the entire show.
So I'm faking it pretty well.
Is that what are you? I don't think so. I don't really think you have the ability to do that.
I mean, generally speaking, I'm a positive person.
Yeah.
I tend to take the optimistic side of just about everything.
Mm-hmm. I learned more about your sports interests and the Bengals.
Yeah. You know what I learned about you? You are always on time.
So are you. We work in television.
Right, but you're always on time.
Yeah, always have been.
I can't say that that's always the case, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Got it.
You know what I learned from you this past year was country music.
Oh, right.
Now, but to be clear, I listened to country music growing up, but that was the old timers, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Tanya Tucker and Charlie Rich and George Strait, less so,
okay.
Johnny Cash, et cetera. But what I wanted to do was learn about country music today because you listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in our team listens to it. All of America's listened to it under the age of 35
mm-hmm.
or even 40. And so I did a deep dive into Spotify Premium trying to figure out, well, what's the country music that I'd like? And you helped me get there.
What was amazing is that, so you took this assignment that you gave yourself very seriously, and you didn't reveal anything until after Labor Day. And then when you did, you had really thought through this album. So he created a country music album for 2021, and with great songs, but also the order of the songs was really well done, and you paid attention to that.
I thought it was important. Okay, keep going.
And then you asked me to listen to it in order three times before I commented. So I did. And it's an excellent album. Oh, I thought it was very, very good.
Thank you. It's the Country Summer 21.
Are you doing one for winter?
I don't know. But it started because we were playing a golf tournament Memorial Weekend, and I was with some friends, and remember it was 43 degrees for four straight days and rainy? You remember that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
That's the other thing. You remember the weather very well.
I didn't do anything. And so my friends are country music fans, and I said, you know what? I'm going to commit today to listen to only country music between now, Memorial Weekend, and Labor Day Weekend. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that time, I'm going to produce an album of 9, 10, 11 songs, and that will be my country summer contribution.
It's very good.
Well, thank you.
We should put it on your Facebook page. I was just going to look
Dana,
it up.
I haven't been on Facebook in how many years?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Where do you get your Percy pictures?
I get them from you on Instagram.
Instagram is Facebook, though.
Yeah. So you had a big year. You know, you lost Jasper.
Yeah, September 4th. That was so shocking.
I remember the morning you texted me. I just could not believe it.
Me neither. It was so shocking.
So fast.
I know. And I hate to text on the weekends, but I said, oh, I got to let them know. Yeah, it was a fast-moving cancer. He was only 9 years old. He was a fabulous dog. That was a great dog, hilarious, so well-behaved, like impeccably well-behaved. And my husband and I have been married 4 years.
I think you said 23 the other day.
I think it's 23. Yeah. Because we were married in 98.
I would not question your memory.
Yep.
But at our holiday party, our Christmas party for the staff, he said, he was sitting over in the corner, and Peter says, you know, he's holding Percy. He goes, you know, Bill, I just can't believe it to think that I met this woman 22 years ago now. That's how he characterized it.
Oh, he couldn't remember?
I didn't say he couldn't remember. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is how sweet and tender he was about the moment.
Yeah, we met on an airplane. Cool. And we constantly, every day I pinch myself thinking, wow, I almost missed that flight. He almost took an earlier flight.
Wow.
We happened to just be assigned seats next to each other. So in 23 years, we have only been without a dog a total of 12 weeks.
Wow.
Because we had Henry, then he died, and we got Jasper, and then Jasper all of a sudden died. And so we were very fortunate to find out that there was a terrific woman named Carol Lehman in Hillsboro, Ohio. And she, this was her last litter of Vizslas that she was going to breed. And she said, you can have your choice of the males. So we got Percy, and Percy's named after a World War I veteran, Peter New, in the UK. And he is fabulous. He's like the perfect blend of Henry and Jasper.
Wow.
He's a bruiser, though. This guy's big. Yeah. And when he runs to you, he just runs into you. There's no brakes on this dog. He's got no brakes, but he'll be a fine dog.
As you know, we had a dog growing up all my life.
Best dog ever.
Yes, that was Charlie, short hair, yellow lab. But I don't know what it was. My mom needed a dog. Well, she already had five kids. I mean, she had plenty of dogs in the house already.
Dogs are your best friend.
And my dad didn't really kind of get it, but he just gave it to my mom to keep her happy. And so we always had a dog too. You know, German Shepherd, Collie. Mm-hmm. But the last mutts along the way, the last one was Charlie. She was the best. So I get it what it means to have a dog around the house. Mm-hmm. It's important.
It was interesting how quickly it lightened the mood. And actually, the New Year's resolution that I'm going to write about, spoiler alert, it's coming to foxnews.com, my wish for everyone for 2022 is that if you've experienced the loss of a pet, and I heard from a lot of them after Jasper died, I'm telling you, I opened probably 2,000 cards. We had all sorts of gifts and paintings and tributes to Jasper that came in, and so many people would tell me about the dogs that they had lost. Mm-hmm. And many of them said, I just felt like I could never do it again. And my wish for everybody is to take the plunge, jump back in, and don't deprive yourself of that love. And this past weekend, Percy was all of a sudden very lethargic, drooling, like his eyes were rolling in the back of his head. I took him outside. He couldn't walk. I thought, oh my gosh. And I my immediate thought was, I'm going to lose him. And I was crushed. And then my husband was driving so irresponsibly on the highway. I was in the back seat with the dog, and I could see how fast he was going. I said, the last thing we need is for you to get arrested for reckless driving on the highway.
I'm sure he
and he's
appreciated
like, I've
that.
Driven faster on the Autobahn. I'm like, well, we're not in Germany. Anyway.
But Percy's okay.
But Percy is fine. And as we sat there and held him, we said, we're just so glad that we have him. And then you realize that you are capable of loving again and more. It's always more.
Yeah,
it's never sweet. Less.
So what I learned by growing up with dogs, having a different dog all the time, is that I think I can identify a good dog.
Okay.
And you have a good dog.
How did you know right away?
Remember, I said
yeah.
it, right? As soon as I said, Dana, that's a dog.
Yeah. Why did you know?
Because the way he's his own man.
Yeah, he really is independent.
And if he wants to play with you, he'll play with you. And if he doesn't, he'll do his own thing.
Yeah.
He has his own mind and strong and playful.
Yeah.
And can be aggressive.
That's great.
And
do you think people listening to a podcast get bored of us talking about a dog?
Maybe. Okay. I guess we'll find out when it airs. So we're going to do a New Year's Eve show in the 5. And I'm guessing that people listening to this probably don't see the 5 or maybe vice versa. Well, they see the 5 and maybe not this and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So I'm asking you now, do you want to reveal some of your stories of the year?
I told you mine.
Or do you want to reveal some of your resolutions of the year? Or do you want to make predictions about 2022? And I'm going to warn you, Perino, I've got a lot.
Okay, yes, I can reveal. But I've already gave you my story of the... going with space.
For this past year.
Yeah.
So into 2022...
Oh, what's that story going to be?
Have you done any predictions?
Oh,
have you thought about that?
Well, my predictions, I have a couple. Are you ready?
Yeah, hit me. Why don't you do one? I'll do one.
Okay.
I have one, two, three. I have two overseas. I have one in business. I have one in politics, one in sports, and one in celebrity
news.
Wow,
you have a lot. I have four.
Okay, that's good.
I have one, four. My first one is that... Ron Klain will no longer be the chief of staff.
Holy cannoli.
By the end of... 2022.
Well, his choice, or I guess, well, yeah. Okay.
Maybe he wants to spend more time with his family.
All right, you want me to go with one?
Yep.
Okay, since you went politics, I'll go politics. Eric Adams and the decisions he makes in New York will be one of the most talked about news stories of the year. Look for him to surprise liberal conventional wisdom on crime, policing, and issues surrounding bail.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Your serve.
Taylor Swift will get engaged.
Whoa, I like it. You know what my celebrity one was? Kim and Kanye will remarry.
Oh.
And it will be the great American ceremony, and it will be televised. Maybe pay-per-view.
Let's hope she's smarter than that.
I will see. Yeah, but he calls himself Yee now, I think. I think it's Yee, right?
My third, Jason. Kate Middleton will announce she is pregnant.
Ooh, okay. I'm not much of a stretch. They have two kids?
Three.
Oh, they have three. Okay, going for fourth. Sports.
Okay.
Tiger Woods will not win a tournament in 2022, although I hope I am dead dog wrong.
I think that's probably right. I think that's probably right.
Okay.
Only have one more.
Gotcha.
And that is that The Rescue, which is about the Thai cave rescue, will win Best Documentary at the Oscars.
Mm. They have a name?
The movie?
Yeah.
It's called The Rescue.
The Rescue. Got it. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I have a prediction in business.
Okay.
And then I've got two overseas and I'll make it
jiffy. I
got
to work on more predictions. Okay.
It's okay. I don't know. It's the kind of things I think about. There will be fewer paid streaming services a year from now than there are today.
Wow. Okay.
I can't keep track of what I've got.
I know. I think I mentioned to you before. I think I have four Showtime subscriptions that we pay for. I can't keep track. Every time you go to watch Billions, they're like, you need a new account.
Yeah. I was flying to California 2 weeks ago, and you said you need to download Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I go home. I couldn't find the darn thing. Was it on Hulu?
It's on Paramount.
Was it on Paramount?
That's on
Was
Prime
it on
Video.
Amazon Prime. And then I went to Amazon Prime. Then I had to find out I had to pay for it. But I'm already paying for the other services. So it's too much for the consumer. It's overload. It's time to end this. Okay.
But is there any way that they consolidate it in a smart way? Can somebody say?
I guess they could. But then there still would be fewer paid streaming services
right,
a year from now.
Right.
That's what I think.
Like they bundle it or something.
Yeah. All right, two overseas. You ready? China will not invade Taiwan.
I agree.
Okay.
They're patient. They're not going to do it in 2022.
Putin will enter Ukraine, but prevent it from being called an all-out invasion, which allows NATO and Biden and Putin and Ukraine to save face.
Do you think the vice president lasts?
Yes.
Do you think she runs for president in 2024?
No.
Me neither.
Do you think the Republicans win the House?
Yes.
At 7:01 p.m. Eastern time on election night?
Maybe 7:12.
Do you think the Republicans will win the Senate?
I do. But I do not believe that the Republicans will win the Senate seats in Georgia or Arizona.
Interesting.
But I think they pick them up in Nevada and New Hampshire.
I will crunch the math on that and get back to you the next time we convene at 9 a.m. on America's Newsroom. Thank you, my lady.
It's been fun.
Hey, it's great to be with you every day. It's great to have your friendship professionally and personally. So
it's been the best part of time at Fox.
Thank you. At the end of this year, to you, I say thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Bill Hemmer. Happy New Year. And this is Hemmer Time.
The power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.